Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide. 2019.
We're spending a lot of time talking about the presidential elections, which are still over a year away, but there's a really important set of elections coming up here in Virginia this November, and Republicans have a lot on the line. Will they lose control of the House of Delegates and the state Senate? Well, Delegate Nick Freitas is the Republican who represents Culpeper, and he's found himself in a little bit of a mess. I think that's safe to say. He joins us now live on the air. And Delegate Freitas, I really appreciate you coming on to talk about this re-election campaign. What's happened? There was just is this just a paperwork snafu, or do you think the Board of Elections is playing politics with you, or maybe a combination of the two?
Well, hey, John. Well, thank you for having me on.
Of course.
I think part of the problem here is that all of us expect the Department of Elections to act in a nonpartisan way, and their behavior right now is really calling that into question, because there were several candidates that had issues with respect to their paperwork, with State Board of Elections claiming they didn't receive their paperwork, and the State Board did what they usually do, which is they grant exceptions, they grant extensions, because they understand that the whole purpose of the law that we have with this paperwork is not to prevent qualified candidates from being on the ballot. It's just to make sure that they are qualified and they've gone through a proper process. Well, we did both of those things. So the real question here is, why would the State Board grant extensions to everybody else but me? And the big question that we have at this point is, not only are they going to allow me on the ballot, but are they going to allow the Republicans to even have anyone on the ballot in the 30th district? And right now, the answer appears to be no. And again, that's problematic, because they've already granted extensions to a bunch of other candidates. They're just withholding mine. And I
same
think
scenario
really
for the other candidates, too. And are they Democrats or Republicans?
So there was a combination of both Democrats and Republicans. The issue is they're trying to claim that they didn't receive two forms of paperwork from me, whereas on the other candidates, they only failed to receive one form of paperwork. But again, the reason why substantively that doesn't really matter is because they've granted extensions to the 511 form, which is the party form to get you on the ballot as a Republican or a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the statement of candidate qualifications. Well, they've extended extensions to people that were missing either one of those pieces of paperwork. Now they want to pretend that if you're missing both, that's different. Well, again, from a substantive standpoint, it really isn't. And there's no question that I was the Republican nominee. There's no question that I'm qualified to be on the ballot. So the fact that they went and granted extension here, I think what it really raises the question is, if this were a prominent Democrat, would two Ralph Northam appointees really decide that not only should that candidate not be on the ballot, but the Democrats shouldn't even have a candidate on the ballot? No, I don't think anyone thinks they would do that. But they're doing it in this situation in the 30th district. The argument that they're using doesn't make any sense given the precedent that they've set not only during this campaign season, but in several prior. So
I thought you had gotten around it, you know, 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. You dropped out officially so that you wouldn't be disqualified, which kept you viable to then reapply and get on the ballot. I thought that was a clever way of trying to abide by the letter of the law and get back in, and that's where they've ruled we're not going to tolerate that.
Well, see, so you're absolutely right. There's two legal mechanisms to get on the ballot. One is to submit all your paperwork, and again, they routinely grant extensions if they didn't receive something by the deadline that they've set. Again, I'm the only one they decided to not grant an extension to. And so we'd use the other legal mechanism, which was to say that if a candidate drops out, then the Legislative District Committee is permitted to nominate another candidate, provided they haven't been disqualified. Well, they nominated me. And in this case, the State Board of Elections didn't even vote on it. It was a bureaucrat at the Department of Elections that just said, well, the paperwork's passed. And so, again, this is the problem. They've they've set one set of rules for everybody else, and they've set a different set of rules for me. And that is not fair. And I think the people of the 30th district realize that. Yeah. So on August 6th, the state board is going to come together. We're calling for them to vote on this. They have a meeting set up for the 6th. And look, I've said this. If state board really wants to send a message and they want to prevent me from being on the ballot, fine, do that. But do not create a scenario where the Republican Party is not allowed to have anyone on the ballot, because again, that completely runs afoul from every decision they've made from every other candidate, not just in this campaign season, but in other ones. Yeah. So this is a chance for State Board of Elections to demonstrate that they truly are a nonpartisan organization, as opposed to, you know, meeting the political objectives of Governor Northam.
Will you sue?
So that's definitely one of the things that we're going to consider. I think the party is also going to request the state board and potentially take legal action if they do this, because, again, it violates the precedent. But ultimately, what I want is to make sure that Republicans are not disenfranchised in the 30th district.
Right.
And the state board completely has it within their power to do that.
Will you?
So we'll
you'll be stuck in a write-in campaign. Do you think that works? I mean, there are enough Republicans in Culpeper where that's a legitimate, you know, you can look forward to November and think you can win, because in some parts of the states, that would just kill you.
No, we could definitely win a write-in campaign, but the issue is not whether or not we can win one. We're confident about that. The issue is whether or not the State Board of Elections is going to do the right thing and demonstrate to the people of Virginia, and specifically to the people of the 30th District, that they are a nonpartisan organization, that this is the Department of Elections is not an area where people go to throw elections in order to get the political outcomes that they want, right? The only people that should decide who represent the 30th district are the people of the 30th district, not unelected bureaucrats appointed by the governor in Richmond.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, I got to go, but are the people who didn't file the paperwork correctly still working for you? What'd you say to them when this whole thing kind of went south on you?
Well, so part of it was when you go through a party process in order to get nominated, it's volunteers. And so the volunteer that submitted my paperwork submitted it to the same email address he had done previously. Mm-hmm. And instead of giving a bounce back email, or instead of it being automatically forwarded to the appropriate address, they just threw it out. So, look, I'm not going to sit here and tear apart a volunteer who was, you know, doing his civic duty and doing the best job that he could. I'm more frustrated with, again, a state board that would arbitrarily decide that it's OK for everybody else, but it's not OK for me. And I don't think the people of the 30th district are going to accept that.
Delegate Nick Freitas, the Republican from Culpeper, I really appreciate you coming on to illuminate all of that. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
We're back with more on News Radio WRVA in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.